This is Dr. Masood Shah, declaring patient's name is Ronald, Veely, V-E-A-L-E-Y, Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D. Date of birth is 12/30/1941. Date of service, 12/15/2022. Mr. Veely is a very pleasant 80-year-old male with history of Parkinson's disease, history of cognitive impairment, paroxysmal SVT, aortic regurgitation, as well as benign prostatic hypertrophy, history of monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance, history of subdural hematoma, multiple myeloma, and chronic sinusitis. Admitted to assisted living at Willow the Towel. At the present time, he states that he is doing well. He is pleasantly confused. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. Patient was in the hospital in October, but was discharged to a rehab, subsequently transferred to assisted living here at Willows. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. He does complain of joint pains, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for Parkinson's disease, MGUS, BPH, cognitive impairment, slight dementia, paroxysmal SVT, aortic and mitral regurgitation, subdural hematoma, multiple myeloma, chronic lower extremity swelling, chronic macrocytic anemia, chronic sinusitis, and bilateral cataracts. Past surgical history has been significant for cardiac catheterization. Social history. Unknown. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any history of coronary artery disease. He does have aortic and mitral regurgitation. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, history of BPH, otherwise unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, has complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. Neurological, he does have history of chronic subdural hematoma, history of cognitive impairment / dementia, denies any history of CVA. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils weakly round and reactive to light, axonal movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart rhythm S2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities. Minimal swelling, both lower extremities. Impression, number one. Parkinson's disease, next cognitive impairment, next paroxysmal SVT, next aortic and mitral regurgitation, next history of subdural hematoma, next multiple myeloma, next MGUS, next lower extremity swelling, next macrocystic anemia, next degenerative joint disease. Transplant patient admit to assisted living at Willows, will continue current medications, will try to keep him comfortable, continue current medications, physical and occupational therapy will be consulted, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.